Thank you, Madam President, for giving me the floor, and for Mr. Paul Ikiumi for the very insightful presentation. My delegation statement aligns with that presented by the distinguished colleague from Peru, who, on behalf of the groups of 27 and China, and I want to reiterate that climate change remains one of the most pressing challenges of our time, with greenhouse gas emissions continue to drive in rising global temperatures, extreme weather events, and environmental degradation. These adverse impacts, ranging from prolonged droughts and devastating floods to food insecurity and biodiversity loss. As we stand at this critical juncture in our collective response to climate change, we acknowledge that well-regulated and transparent carbon market can serve as pivotal mechanisms to accelerate emission reduction, drive sustainable investments, and facilitate transition to a low carbon economy. Carbon markets also hold immense potential to catalyze green structural transformation in least developing countries by unlocking new financial flows for climate-friendly investments. Similarly, these markets can empower LDCs to transition towards low-carbon resilient economies while promoting sustainable industrialization, clean energy deployment, and green job creation. However, for these opportunities to be fully realized, it is imperative that developing nations have equitable access to carbon finance, capacity building, and technology transfer. A well-structured carbon market rooted in environmental integrity and fair participation can be a driving force for inclusive and sustainable development, integrating LDCs into the global green economy while also aligning their national priorities. Kenya, like many other nations, is endowed with a lot of natural resources, including vast forests, diverse economic systems, and a thriving renewable energy sector. These assets not only sustain our livelihood, but serve as crucial carbon sinks. Yet despite contributing least to the global greenhouse gas emissions, Kenya, like and many other developing nations, disproportionately suffer from severe impacts of climate change, droughts, floods, desertification that threaten our food security, public health, and economic stability. To address these challenges, member states are making steps to harness opportunity presented by carbon markets so as to transform their national assets into viable economic resources, fostering climate resilience while driving economic growth. Excellencies and ladies and gentlemen, benefit sharing remains a crucial issue, and many governments are keen to establishing clear regulatory frameworks for voluntary carbon market transaction. Kenya's Climate Change Act, first enacted in 2016 and amended in 2023, provide clear guidelines on benefit sharing agreements between communities and project developers. These frameworks ensure that carbon market projects contribute to environmental protection, climate adaptation, and national commitments while safeguarding the rights and interests of local community. In this regards, we call upon ANCTAD to support member states, particularly least developing countries, in establishing equitable benefit-sharing frameworks that prioritize development needs of local communities and indigenous people. Furthermore, my delegation recognizes that the critical role of reliable data in enhancing transparency and accountability and efficiency within carbon market are essential. High-quality data for informed decision-making, fostering investor confidence, and ensuring equitable distribution of benefits are also critical to enhancing developing and least developing country needs in strengthening their capacity building efforts and enhance international cooperation to bridge the data gap and improve market accessibility for LDCs to carbon markets. For LDCs to fully harness the benefits of carbon markets, we urge the international partners to establish fair, transparent, and accessible mechanism. Current carbon market pricing structures must be reevaluated to reflect the true value of our natural ecosystems. Additionally, we call for enhanced technology transfer and capacity building initiatives to empower developing nations to effectively participate in this evolving market. As I conclude, I wish to reiterate that carbon markets are not a substitute to climate finance or official development assistance, And as we move forward, let this gathering begin a renewed commitment to climate action, one where developing country member states are not just participants, but leaders in the global green economy. Thank you.